Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
In verse 19, and he talked about breaking the law and keeping the law. That's what that verse is about. Those are the two possible responses. When God gives a command, you can either break it or you can keep it. He talks about those two responses, breaking and keeping, and then he says, now let me explain. Four. So the purpose of what follows here is going to be for Jesus to explain what it means to obey or disobey. There's more to it than you think. So verse 20, so for I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the scribes, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, there's a provocative statement. I mean, that just wakes everybody up right there who's listening to Jesus. So in the rest of chapter 5, Jesus is going to take six examples and show us the right way and the wrong way to approach God's commands. The adequate righteousness and the inadequate righteousness. Six examples of the Pharisees' inadequate righteousness. And all six of these are examples of, in one way or the other, that have to do with personal human relationships. Don't be angry, don't commit sexual sin, don't divorce, don't lie, don't take revenge, and love your enemies. It's all about human relationships. Now, when he talks about worship of God, that kind of righteousness, we get that in chapter 6. But chapter 5, he starts right out with relationships. The Pharisees of Jesus' day held a view of salvation that most people hold today, and I call it the 51% theory. You get to judgment day, God counts up all your good deeds, puts them on one side of the scale, counts up all your bad deeds, puts them on the other side of the scale, and whichever way it tips, decides if you go to heaven or hell. So you get 51% good, 49% bad, then you're in. And that's basically based on the idea that somehow whenever you do a good deed, it cancels out a bad deed. And so if you get one extra, then you're in. That's probably the most common religious belief in the world, I think. Not because there's any evidence that is true. It's just because people want to believe it. Seems like the only way out of our problem, our sin problem, right? But there's no evidence that it's true. In fact, there's compelling evidence that it's not true. But people know that they sin. They know that they're guilty, and they want to come up with a belief system where they can come out okay on judgment day, even though they've committed millions of sins. And so they buy into the 51% theory. And if you would ask the people back then about the Pharisees, they'd say, oh, those Pharisees, they're shoo-in for the kingdom. They're going to get into heaven for sure because they're up near 100% good deeds almost. Based on this system, their system, I mean, they followed every single rule in the whole religion, which is another advantage of coming up with a religion of rules. You can do it. It's possible to follow them all if it's all externals. And so they were really safe because they were nowhere near falling below the 50%. And so Jesus is going to condemn the Pharisees. And you think that he might take the approach of zeroing in on that 49% or 20% or 10%, whatever the sin side of their scale was, and showing them that. But instead, he doesn't go to the sin side of their ledger. He goes right to the righteousness side of their ledger and condemns them for that. Jesus is going to condemn them not so much for their law breaking, but for their law keeping. What they thought was their law keeping. Their way of keeping the law. Their righteousness is what's going to send them to hell. They had so much confidence in their righteousness, and so Jesus is going to show them that their righteousness is the whole problem. That's the reason they're going to be condemned. The way they keep the no murder law, the no adultery law, the keep your vows law, the way they keep those laws is going to send them to hell. That's what Jesus is saying here. So if you're convinced that you're basically a good person and you only have like 20% evil and 80% good, that 80% will send you to hell just as fast as the 20%. Isaiah 57:12, God said to the people, I will expose your righteousness and your works and they will not benefit you. All the stuff that you think that you did that's so good, fine. I'll look at it. I'll take it in consideration. And it won't do you one bit of good. It's exactly what Jesus is doing on the Sermon on the Mount. And so by the time we get to the end of chapter 5, the scribes and the Pharisees will be convicted on six counts of bad righteousness. And sentenced to life in hell without possibility of parole or appeal.
Just one question for reflection today. When we confess our sins, we usually confess times when we blatantly break God's law. But we must also confess times when we keep His law in ways that displease Him. Are there any areas where you need to confess your Pharisee-type righteousness to God, such as thinking that you can make up for bad deeds with good deeds, or focusing on external actions while neglecting internal attitudes? Ask the Lord to search your heart and show you if there's any faulty righteousness that you need to confess. And thank the Lord for the true righteousness that He has worked into your heart through the sanctification process.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.